This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations says at least 44 people were killed and more than 130 wounded in the airstrike late Tuesday that hit a migrant detention camp outside the Libyan capital. VOA's Heather Murdoch is there. Here's what she found.
The main detention center where people were living was bombed out, as well as a garage. And you can see in the main hall the remnants of blood, some bodies, clothes, food. People were eating and fled.
She says services to the refugees have been disrupted by the attack.
There was about 160 people in the detention center, as far as we know, before the bombing. And there were dozens of people outside. They told us they had been sleeping outside and had not been refreshed with food or water since last night.
The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, especially detained migrants, be protected. It also wants the airstrike investigated. Former New York City Police Detective Luis Alvarez was remembered Tuesday for fighting for the health care of first responders in the 9/11 attacks. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
At a Catholic church in Queens, former New York City Police Detective Luis Alvarez was remembered for fighting right up to his final days to protect the health care for the first responders who toiled for months on the pile of rubble that was once the Twin Towers. Father John Harrington says Alvarez's sister told him about some of his last words.
He said, "I'm tired and I'm walking." And she said, "Where are you, Louis?" He said, "I'm on the pile."
His oldest son, David, told the church,
"I love you, Dad. I promise to keep walking on the brave side of the line. I promise to be the man you inspired me to be."
Alvarez died last Saturday after a 3-year fight against colorectal cancer. He was 53. I'm Tim McGuire.
This is VOA News. Former trade talks between the United States and China are poised to resume just days from now, according to senior White House official Larry Kudlow. The National Economic Council director told VOA on Wednesday that the talks are expected to be face-to-face, but it's not clear yet whether they'll be in China or the United States. VOA's Steve Herman says he thinks U.S. officials will be looking for signs the trade war is over.
Well, I think what everybody's expecting, that we'll go from a truce, which we have had since the Xi Jinping-Donald Trump meeting in Osaka last Friday, to an agreement, a peace treaty to end this trade war.
U.S. President Donald Trump, following a lengthy Friday meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Osaka on the sidelines of the G20 Leaders Summit, said that telephone discussions between the trade officials of the two countries had already resumed and relations with Beijing are right back on track. Aiming his words at the European Union, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. Earlier, Iran had said it breached a low enriched uranium stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal. U.S. President Donald Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear treaty a year ago. Iran insists that that move freed it up from limits contained in the agreement. And President Trump says it's fake news that he's given up the plan to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Mr. Trump's words contradict those uttered by his own Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, who said yesterday that census forms would be printed without the question at issue. The stage is set here in the United States for the July 4th celebration in Washington, D.C. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Two Bradley fighting vehicles are now near the Lincoln Memorial, where the president will give a speech tomorrow. Some Abrams tanks are also here in Washington, and the Pentagon's scrambling to line up flyovers by a B-2 stealth bomber and other aircraft. This morning, the president says it'll be the show of a lifetime, but critics say he's politicizing the nation's birthday party and using troops as props. He says military leaders are thrilled to participate. If so, they're hiding it well. The Pentagon's referring questions here to the White House and won't even say if Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford will attend. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Six people died and more than 20 went missing after a small coastal dam burst in India's Maharashtra state as heavy monsoon rains bring havoc to the country's western region. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
Best music today. The